You remember how long it seemed when we said it will, the next year will be Shabbos Bereishis? Here we are. It's Parshas Bereishis. We're learning, of course, in the Aris HaTorah, these first prakim, the whole sefer really, but especially the first prakim, are opening before our eyes that world of Torah Lishma. In the same way that in the Aris HaTshuva we learned that Tshuva is so much more than we ever thought. It's so much more than just stopping the bad stuff and starting the good stuff, which of course that's what it basically is. So too, Torah is so much more than learning interesting things and important things and becoming Jews that are better informed. So much more, Torah, the world of Torah Lishma. And in order to understand what Rav Kook was telling us, in the last Sif that we learned, which was in Sif Perek Beis, Sif Gimel, where Rav Kook was basing his Torah on the Gemara that tells us that Kol Isik B'Torah Lishma, Meisim Shalom B'Pamalya, Shalmaila, B'Pamalya Shalmala, Ki Ilabona Paltrin Shalmata, Shalmala B'Shalmata, that a person who learns Torah Lishma is able to bring about this state of shalom, of peace, above and below, and to bring together the two worlds above and below. And how, when learning Torah Lishma, the person begins to see so clearly the infinite light of Hashem. He begins to feel and come to contact with the infinite, infinite, big, infinite light of Hashem Yisbarach, that's contained in every single letter, in every single nakuda, every single crown of Torah. That's what we're talking about. And that the inyan of Esek v'Torah Lishma, to learn Torah Lishma, is to always learn with that rotzen, with that desire, with that tefillah, that I should be zeicher for the Or HaGonis, the hidden light, the infinite light of Hashem, that's contained in the Isis, and the Tam, and the Nakudas, and so on. So we were learning a piece from the Nezi Yisrael that we started before Yontif. Hamar Shabba Machzil Mutav. The light of Torah. Hamar Shabba Machzil Mutav. This Torah from Rav Kluger. I didn't write down exactly what place we're up to. I know if. Huh? Oh, there by the three things over there. Good. Yeah. By those stars, by the asterisks, whatever they're called, lav haras advarim b'yeser b'hiras. So, Rav Kluger in this very basic important piece is helping us understand what is the meaning of the ma'or shabba, the light of Torah. That light of Torah has the ability, machzil mutav chazal tell us, that a person should always learn. And the light of Torah has this koyach to bring about a very great change in a person. But the change that can take place through the learning of Torah is only when the person is learning in such a way that he brings it. It's all based upon the Ma'ari Naim. When the person is learning with that desire, that will, to be zeicher, to connect to the Mo'or Shabba, to the Or HaGonis, to that light of the infinite light of Hashem that's contained in the Oisius, in the letters, and so on that he's learning. And that when a person does that, it could mamish change the mitzvahs of his entire life, his entire existence. So just to end this piece and to move on in the Aris HaTorah, so ulav haris hadvar b'yaseh b'hiris. In order to clarify this even more, ba'ifen ma'asi, in a practical way, yesh lahazke b'zeh, as a medubim mokam acher, he says, I have spoken about this elsewhere. Binyan is chabrus el hachalokim haruchniyim shebechol davar. The avoid of a person to do whatever he's able to do to connect himself to the chelik haruchni, or Rabbi Nachman called the seichel shebechol davar, to connect oneself to the chelik haruchni in everything. And what does that mean, lemaisa, practically? For instance, when two people are sitting, or I guess even if they're standing, and they're talking to one another, they're schmoozing with each other. Now, when you look at this, what it looks like is that there's a conversation between two bodies. And if you would put in that same place two chimpanzees or two parakeets or whatever, and you just have a silent film, and you'd see the chimpanzees, you could even have ones that you could train them to look a little bit like they're learning, and if you had the two parakeets, they of course look like they're schmoozing, two goofy. Two people, you don't know what they're talking about, who they are. You see, people are talking. And you would think that there's a body that's talking to another body. And there are many people whose conversations are conducted pretty much that way throughout their lifetime. Pretty much that's how they conduct their conversations. Two bodies, of course, they have a seichel. It's not a monkey, it's not a bird. There's a seichel. But the ikir is that the goof is talking to the goof. How's it going? How you doing? And so on and so forth. Or more advanced, how was it going yesterday? How do you think it's going to go tomorrow? Goofing talking to each other. Ain't can see, but the truth is, kasher beish alashem mesechim zeim zeh, ain't can sicha ben goofim. The truth, of course, is that it's not a monkey, it's not a bird. And it's not a conversation between, it's not talking bodies. Bodies that have this ability to make sounds and to say words. Kim ben haruchnim asher behem. When I'm talking to you, when we're talking to each other, my body is only a means of expressing something, a way through my words and through my physical gestures. It's just a way of my ruach speaking to your ruach. Since ruchais don't speak in this world, I mean, in any kind of a regular situation, they don't speak to each other in this world. So when my nefesh ruach neshama has something to say to your nefesh ruach neshama, I do that by means of this conversation. And the more these two people, if we're talking, let's say, about these two chavra, the more these two people rise up to a madrega where they're coming, each one, into a greater contact, into more touch with that deepest part of himself, of chai yechid, whatever that means, in ruchnis, very, very deep ruchnis that get placed inside of oneself, which is infinitely higher than the chitzonius of their bodies, of their physical bodies, and even higher than the nefesh ruach and neshama. Again, we're not going to the chilukim between nefesh ruach and neshama and then chai yechid. But to that degree that they have gotten rid of the physical sicha, conversation, and that each one is able to come into that place of himself and knowing this person, let's say, for a very, very long time, to be in a communication with that individual in such a way, so too there'll be to that degree there'll be a great hashpa of light, and a tremendous absorption of light, hashpa of mashpia and makabel from one to the other. Because we understand even on the most basic level that they're not goofim. Little children are maybe goofim that talk. But as a person matures, I'm trying to say something from inside of me. I'm trying to communicate something to you that really, be'emes, it's something that can't be mislabish. It's not something that's really, the ik is not the letters or the words that I'm telling you. It's not the ik. People who know each other for a very long time and who love each other in a very deep way, they don't have to even say it in words. They don't have to say it in words. They're able to communicate without saying a word, and they could even be thousands of miles apart. And I'll tell you something else. They don't have to even be in the same world. One could be dead, one could be alive. They don't have to be. Because nefesh, ruach, neshama, and certainly chai yechida, are not meshubah to time and to place. So one can cross over all of those elements of time and space when he's communicating in a way of nefesh, ruach, neshama, chai yechida. And when we speak to each other with words that we hear, that or of who I am, the light of who I am, is mislabish in the aisyas, in the letters. It becomes enclosed in the letters that I'm saying to you. But there's much more than the words that I said to you. There's much, much more than the words that I said to you. And I don't even necessarily say those words. Then you could communicate without saying the words. And it could be a direct hookup from ruach to ruach. But the ikar is that it's not my guf that's trying to say something to you. The ikar is that there's an or inside of me. There's a light inside of me that I'm trying to pass over to you, this light. If all the parent uses in raising the children, if all the parents use our words, if all the Rebbe uses our words, so then he has failed, and she has failed as a parent and as a rabbi. Because the ikka to communicate is the ma'or shabbat. That's really what we're learning this morning from the Pisatzna. That's not written in a... Is that Sefer told us Adam? The chassidus is not really in words in the books. The chassidus is really in the etzim of the person. So in each and every person, we understand that there's a certain ma'or. There's a certain ma'or shabai. There's a light in that person that the someone that he loves and cares deeply about, he wants to give over that ma'or, that light. If he's more of an articulate person, he could somehow try me'ain some words to give over something of the ma'or shabai. If he's less of a communicator, the words are more difficult for him. There are many situations where you have, let's say, a marriage, where one, usually the woman, is a much better communicator than the man. And because of that, she considers herself to be a much deeper person with much deeper feelings than her husband. Lav davka. In the few years that I'm Isaac with people and with marriages and talking and so on and so forth, and I've discovered many times it's not like that. I've discovered that many times... And I'm saying it's lavdavka. The fact that the woman can say things are much better, usually, not always, but usually she's much more articulate about her emotions, and she talks about this, and she can start to cry, and as it's the, like, you know, and he says, me too. Like, that's the best he can come up with. Me too? I wrote poetry for you, I made this whole thing, and you know, and how much I love you, and you're my life, and the best he can come up with, me too. That's all you could do. So she walks away from that, of course, very hurt, understandably, and he's baffled. I don't know what she wants from me. And many times, it's not that her feelings are deeper than his at all. I found a lot of times it's the opposite. And I find a lot of times when you have a woman that will cry to me for an hour about her husband, it's like, doesn't feel, he doesn't care, doesn't care, doesn't feel, doesn't care. And then when you talk to the person a little bit, even though it's hard for him, and he feels pained by his wife's frustration, he doesn't know how to articulate, and she doesn't know how to look in his eyes. She doesn't have to look in a person in his eyes. She doesn't see the ma'or shabai, that there's a light inside of him. She wants to be able to receive it in the way that she likes. And what's her way of receiving it? Drushes. She likes the darshan. He's not a darshan. He doesn't darshan. She likes the darshan. And then she expects a drasha in return. I gave you a Shabbos Shuvah drasha. I'd like to hear from you, your Shabbos Shuvah drasha. And he says, me too. That's Shabbos Shuvah? That's the whole drasha? That's 30, 40, 50 years of marriage? Me too? So the guy doesn't say, what do you want from me? She says, I'm telling you, I'm pouring my heart out to you, I'm pouring my kishkas out to you. If there's something... Me too, really. And then he's like, well, knocked out from that. Oh, this is like a hard day. Me too, really. So, and then she walks away thinking, I have such an oimik, there's such depth to my feelings and my emotions. And he doesn't have that. And then she's hurt and she's broken by that, which I understand. I mean, if you know that person, Be'emes, if she wouldn't be so busy listening to her own drushes for 30, 40 years, if she would enter into the oimik of that person and try to communicate in a different way, not that he can't try to learn. I'm not saying he shouldn't try to learn and develop some kalim, because it's a chesed to try to make a person feel better. But if she would be in that place in the oimik with him, she wouldn't have to say necessarily those words either. It's not davka. That's what I was saying this morning about Rav Mendel Avorka. He didn't love the Chassidim, and he didn't talk about it. It's not always that's the deeper person, the one that talks a lot. Lav Davka. It's many, many times the ones who don't talk so much, who have deeper feelings, but they're handicapped in that way. But Chazal said that Tisha Chalakim, Tisha Kaven of Sicha, that women have 9 Kaven of Sicha. Chazal says something that's the usual, is that for a woman it's much more comfortable to say things in words. Could be she's much less depth. Doesn't mean that there's more depth. It could be that most of what's talking is really goof and a little bit of nefesh. And the husband is in a place of ruach, of neshama. But you understand that there's something that's missing in that koyach of being able to communicate it. So that doesn't mean that he feels less. It doesn't mean that he cares less. But she says, okay, I'm trying to believe that you do, but a person needs to hear something. A person needs to hear something. So there's a lot of friction in many, many, it's not always this way, but very often this way. Yeah. I mean, it's not always that the man is like this, the woman is like that. Usually this is how it is. And if the wife doesn't see the ma'or shabbah, the light of her husband, then she becomes a tzibrach. She can start to get angry. She can start to chalil, look for warmth and affection someplace else, which I've seen. Hashem yirachim. She's not getting the words from her husband. So she needs words from other people. So you have sometimes, you have this woman, this type of a woman, she's not getting the words from her husband, so she sits and blabbers night, this morning, the telephones and this, and texting and talking to everybody, and the shigd against the girl, the diburim. She does it because she doesn't hear her husband. Because the husband doesn't talk. Sachmanis. If she would see the ma'or shabai, could be he has much more or than she does. Could be that she is a shallower person. It's not davka the way it looks if we just take a picture. And he's shrugging his shoulders, says, I don't know, I'm trying, I care for her, I don't know what she wants, I don't know what to do. So. this is when a person is lost sight of the ma'or of the other person, of the light in the other person. That's only a marshal, husband, wife, chasan kala. It's only, of course, a marshal, the alma of what we're talking about, Ein Sof, the light of Torah. A person could feel the same way. I don't know, here I am, I'm trying to be a Jew, and I'm looking at this Gemara, I'm looking at this Pasuk and Chumash. I don't know. And he asked the Chumash, what do you have to say? I'm telling you, I want to be a great Jew. I want to love God. I want to do everything. And you hear the Pasuk telling you, me too. You hear the Pasuk saying, me too. That's what you have to say to me. I'm telling you, I don't know what to do with my life. And I need Rabbi Shalom, I need you. Rabbi Shalom, I need you. And you look in the Pasuk, and the Pasuk says, Ruach Elokim Rachev Zapanem. What's Ruach Elokim Rachev Zapanem? Talk to me. Say something to me, Rabbi Shalom. A good word, a little affection, something. And every word of Torah is exploding with the Ma'or Sheba. But if you don't have the Kalim to be kailate it, like in the Moshel of that woman, she's so caught up in her own Diburim and what she needs, she's not kailate. She doesn't hear a person in another way, other than her way of communicating, which is words. She doesn't hear another person who's calling out to her without words. So a person can learn Torah and not see the Ma'or Sheba. I don't know. This doesn't do anything for me. I don't know. I'm learning Bava Metzia. I'm learning Shulchan Aruch. I'm learning Tanya. I'm learning Mesil Sashar. You know, I'm on the whole program. It's not doing anything for me. I don't feel it. I don't see it. The person has to always daven. Always want and beg Hashem as Baruch to be zeichet to see the Or HaGonaz in Torah. To see the Ma'or Shabbat. To be able to hear what the Baruch Shalom is saying. That's why the Tanya explains it's called Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah doesn't mean just to read the Torah, it means to listen. The Torah is calling out to you. I don't hear anything. You don't hear anything. The same way that the wife doesn't hear that the husband's calling out there. She's going her whole life to the therapist and the guy has nothing to say. He's nothing. Doesn't feel, doesn't care, nothing going. Kriyas HaTorah, the Torah is calling out to a person. Calling out. And when you pour your love into Torah, and you learn Torah with tefillah, so then you begin to hear how the Torah is calling to you. You begin to see the Ma'or Shabbat, the light of Torah. You begin to hear the Baruch Shalom speaking to you through the Isis, through the Kudus, the Tamim, and the Tagin. You begin to hear. So even though you look at the picture, and the picture you see two bodies talking. So again, if you use the marshal of this wife and husband, so you see one body, you see if it's a silent voice. You see the one body is going right, talking. The mouth is moving, and you see the other one every 15 minutes, like that. And then again, the wife, then 50 minutes later. So you would look at that, and you would say, it's clear that the mashpia is the woman, and he's a makabel, and she's mashpia, and he opens up his mouth every 50 minutes to be makabel, like a bird gets the little worm from its mommy. It could be the whole thing's an apoich. It's not the way it looks when you see it in the picture. Lav davke. The dove is a shalos chabrus imchelke chai yichida. This inyan of a person through this relationship, that there's a connection, not just the gufim one with the other, not two bodies, but chelke chai yichida, the deepest part of myself. That's higher than letters and words. Shalos chabrus umchelke chayichida nasa yidei shashomeya eno mat ta'oiz nirak el ha'oisis hamadubarus b'fi hamadubar elav. How does this happen? This happens when the person who's listening, the other one's talking, the person who's listening doesn't only listen to the ICS, doesn't only listen to the letters and to the words. Elo what? Eno mata ois nairak el ICS, ha ICS hamadubars befi hamadabre love, elo be'ikil ha ruach shebehan. He be'ikil listening not to the ICS, but to the or in the ICS. I had the other day, a husband and wife. I really, really adore this couple. I had this husband and wife, and they came over talking. And right there, they forgot like I was there. And they thought they were letting each other have it. It was terrible. And I said, whoa, whoa. And they were just letting each other have it. And it got very bad. And one stopped to get up, to leave, and I sit down. And they start yelling and all this thing. It was bad. So the wife turns, they said, I says, calm down, be quiet. I had to yell, to be quiet, be quiet. So they were, they were like, you know, they were quiet. And I said, so she says to me, so what do you think of this? Goes, this is terrible. So I said to them, I think that you love each other very, very much. And so what? I think you love each other, and I think that you're screaming at each other how much you love each other. So then they start to laugh a little bit, and I said, you know, the words that you're saying are terrible words. You're this, you're this, you're that. You never said this, you never did that. They're terrible diburim. I understand that the diburim are terrible diburim, but the ma'or shebachem. The light inside of you is only saying one thing. I love you, and I miss you, and how come we can't be close anymore like we used to? That's all it is. We were once upon a time when we were younger, we were close, and now we're not anymore. That's all I'm hearing with every scream and yell. And I'm not just saying it al sadrosh. The emes, it's true. I see this kaseida with people. It says, you're really yelling, I love you. And the other one's saying, no, I love you more. And the one says, I love you more. But that was not the ICS, you understand? The ICS of, I can't stand you, you make me crazy, you never did this, you always do that. Cool. The ICS are not good ICS, but the ma'or shabaham. And if you don't try to connect to that or, then there's nothing you can do for people. Not to say there isn't there. Sometimes a situation where it's not going to be a matzav. I'm not saying it's not. That's when you have people that don't really have a shaykh, never had a shaykh. They made a mistake. They get married. Whatever it is. Okay, there are things like that. And there's a parasha of a get and tire also. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people who loved each other and had many happy times and good times with each other. And they brought up a family. And when they're not fighting with each other, it's very good. But a lot of the time, they're fighting. But otherwise, they have many good times with each other. They're happy a lot, but they have very bad fights, and the very bad fights, they kill each other with bad fights. Terrible diburim. But in the ICS, if you only look at the ICS of the diburim, and you're not trying to see the nefesh ruach neshama chaya yechida, in the place of that of who the people are, every single word, every single thing is only ahava. It's all ahava. And the avoid of every parent, of every rebbe, of every teacher, and of every friend, is to try to magala the ma'or shabai with the student. The whole chemis of talmidim. That's how it begins. Look it over again. The rebbe's yahrzeit this week. Look it over again. The beginning. That amazing beginning, where he talks to the parents and he talks to the kids. Right. The ma'or, the or of a person, which is the chelik l'kamim al mamish, inside of a person. If you only listen to the words, so then you come away from this conversation, not the one I'm talking about, but I said the mashal before. Oh, the wife, she's unbelievable, deep, amazing spiritual person, and she married some deadpan of a husband. There's nothing in his heart, and couldn't care less about her. If you just count the words. How do I know that? Because I'll tell you. I counted the words. She spoke 12,315. He spoke 5. Must be that she loves It must be that she's this great person, the whole thing, and he's not. And in Shemaim, Yoshua b'Shemaim Yitzchak, because the Baruch Shalom hears the Nefesh Ruach Neshama Hayechid of that husband, and says, really? The Baruch Shalom says, I heard 100,000 words from him. And from you, with the 12,000 misses, I heard one word, me. That's what I heard. Me, what I'm getting. It's not Davka. The way it looks, not Davka. But the Baruch Shalom things are different than the way it looks to us. It's a different way of listening. And it's very hard. But that's what it means to when you're learning Torah. Basically, the Torah Lishma is Zorich L'Dvar M'Harbe. Zorich L'Dvar M'Harbe means even in what you're learning. What does it mean, Yagdol Torah V'Yadeh? There's so much more in every word, in every letter. Yagdol Torah, it's so much bigger than the words that you see in front of you. When you read the words, Bereishis B'Elokim, what does it mean, Bereishis B'Elokim? It's so much more than the Oseus. And if all you connect to are the Oseus, and you're some kind of Bible scholar, and that's all you care about are the Oseus, and not the Ma'or Shabbat, then you can go till 120, you never once heard Kriyas HaTorah, meaning you never heard the Torah calling to you. You never heard the Baruch Shem talking to you through the Torah. The emes is anytime you open up a Sefer, to that place that you open up to, the Baruch Shem is talking to you about that time in your life. That moment that you're in, that moment, mamish of your life, where you open up in that, whether it's a Gemara, a Rashi Taisus, whether it's a Chumash, a Navi, a Mishnah Berurah, a Mr. Shama, a Chodesh Lavavis, whatever it is, Fasemus, whatever, at that moment that you open up the Sefer, you open to that page, it's exactly at that time in your life that the Baruch Shalom is talking to you through those words. That moment of your life. I don't know. Right now I'm going through this and that. And all this is telling me is, I don't see what's going on here. I don't see what's going on here. I don't know. That's because you're only seeing the Isis, you're not connecting to the Ma'or Shabba. Where the tzaddikim are able, when a person will go to the tzaddik, whatever he was learning at that time, is exactly what he would talk to those people about at the first Eitzah. Whatever it was at the time that he's learning. So someone will come to him, he'll talk, and the Rebbe would say, from that Gemara, from that piece of Torah, there was an Eitzah. Because that's what's happening right then in his life with those people. The ikir is to listen to the ruach in the words. Now that doesn't come easy. It's not overnight. El nishmas hadavar. You know that joke that they say about the old comedians that sit with each other and they just call out numbers. You know, they don't even have to say the joke anymore. They know each other for like 100 years. So the one says 50, and they go, ha! And the guy says 12. They're laughing. They just say the number. And then the guy says 22, and the other guy doesn't laugh. He says, "What's the matter?" He says, "It's the way you say it. It's how you say it. You have to say. You know, the delivery is very important." What does that mean? It means that there's when people are very, very attached to each other, when there's a strong hiskashus in a deeper place of who they are. So then it doesn't have to be any more mislabish than all of the ayusias. The how you say it is the ruach of how a person says something. And not even the Isis. El b'ik el haruach shabam, el nishmas hadvar, the neshama of the words. El ha-koichas ha-ruchnim ha-mefahamim behem. What koichas ruchnim are beating, mefahamim, like pulsating in these words. That's why the person says, "I hate you," and that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with those words, "I hate you." It could be just the opposite. As you know, that many times people, dafka, the people who love each other so much, they say all kinds of things about hating, and these terrible things. Which they wouldn't say stomp to anybody else. They wouldn't say that to anybody that did that to them. Whatever that person did to you that day, you hate the person for such a thing? For that you hate someone? You could hate the person? For what? Anybody else that did that to you, you wouldn't hate. You'd be annoyed. But if you love that person, then you come out with such a sentence, "I hate you." Chas v'shalom. It's because you love that person. the words themselves, if you don't understand the Ruach, this is the main problem with communication. It's not necessarily finding the right words, it's finding the right Ruach. It's not even finding the right words so much. Ulekach, gam kesher boim el tzadik, hamadar bal dache hanhoga acheres, mederach hanhoga shehashameh hoylech ba. Even let's say he says you go to a tzadik, and that tzadik is from a different he's from a different mahalach than the way that you, the one that, let's say, that you go to normally, that you're connected to. Well, whatever, let's say you know you're makusha to you're a Lubavitcher chassid, and Chabad is a very clear, strong mahalach nechassidus, and you go and it happens that you had the schus to be by another by tzadik, but not a Lubavitcher tzadik. By a different side. Or you're a chassid and you had the schus to be by Rav Yashin. It's not a chassid. It's a litvishit tzaddik. Or you had the schus to be by Rabbi David Abu Chatzera. He's not a chassid. He's not a litvak. It was a svadishit tzaddik. And it's not your mahalach. The svadim have a different mahalach. And avaida. They have many different things in avaida than we have. When I say we, I mean I'm some svadim. I don't know. But meaning that Tashkent doesn't have. There are many different Chinese. Yeah. So they have different svarim, have a different mahalach. So they have a different mahalach. It's the same Rabbi Yishlom, they have different inyanim. So that you go to Rabbi David, you have the schus to go into the tzaddik. The tzaddik is the Olam Mamish. You walk into it. So he says, even though that person has a different hanhaga, he feels different. You know, he does his. Of course, everybody keeps the same basic halachas, but there are many things that are different in avodah and minhagim and so on, even diburim, how they speak and how they dress. There's a lot of different things. Asher shomer chaylech ba, al pi rabbeisa, that he's used to, that this person is used to, that he received from his rebellion. Mikol makom, nevertheless, yesh bev shirus lekabel or godol midibur tzadik zeh. You could still, even though you have a different way, and you're an Ashkenaz, or and he's a Sephardi, or your Chassid is a Litvisher, or whatever, vice versa, you could still receive a tremendous amount from the Diburim of that Tzaddik. Why? How? Because Ayidei Shelo Yizdabik Be'etzem Guf HaDvarim. If you're just going to be Mizdabik to the style of the person, and to the, let's say with Rabbi David, because that's obviously between Ashkenaz and Sephardi is very different, or to the style, or to the accent, or to the way, or even to the Torah that he might tell you in conversation, or the Eitzel he might give you, which is like a very different Eitzel than you would have heard being by your regular rebellion, you know, American or Ashkenazi rebellion. He says something different to you, and it could be that maybe that Eitzel is one that at that time in your life, it's not practical. It's not something you could necessarily put into practice at that time in your life. So you could walk away from that tzaddik the same way that wife walks away from the husband, with the feeling of, well, it's just not we're not communicating. He didn't say anything, or it didn't say anything that resonated with me. And then you just say, well, look, what are you going to do? You know, I know he's a big tzaddik, but he's a svadish, and they have it their own way, and I don't understand what he's talking about. And I love him, I respect him, and everything, and a bracha, for sure, I got a bracha, and that's gewaldig, to get a bracha. But I don't, you know, that's it. I don't get anything really out of this meeting, out of this conversation. Which is so different than the old Yidden, and the old Chassidim, and the old Ayvdei Hashem. When I say old, I don't necessarily mean in years. That when you go and you're listening with your nefesh, ruach, neshama, when you're listening with chai yichid, especially in the deepest part of who you are, even if the diburim, even if the words are words that are not matim to who you are, instead of walking away saying, "Listen, he's a great person, but he's obviously like a different, it's a different planet," you know, what am I gonna do? This is a, you know, he's in Nahariya in the Middle Ages, and I'm you know, I'm the five towns, Tavshin Ayin. I just don't connect to this. I don't connect to this. And you'll say, I don't connect to this person, which is a terrible thing to say. You could say, I don't understand these words. But if you would really be an Oyved the Emes, and if you'd be a person of great depth, then what Rav Kluge is explaining here, which is not his own, it's all from the Svarim HaKadoshim, then if you would be such a person, so then the very mitzias of being with him and of being able to be koilate to absorb what's inside the words and under the words and around the words and so on could change your life, which we saw by people that are big Ayuvdin. That doesn't mean that they had to hear, that they had to hear a whole Eitzah that was, You think if we would go to Chavetz Chaim, if Chavetz Chaim would be alive now, we'd go to Chavetz Chaim. You think the Chavetz Chaim would say to us all the things we expected to hear? He wouldn't. Not just because he's from an earlier time. Chavetz Chaim would say all the things we wanted to hear. And I know people tell me they're so disappointed they made like a pilgrimage to Rav Yosef Zalgazon Zayn. And they're waiting so long, they finally got a minute of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef has looked and said, like, Bracha Vatzlach. For that I had to fight, to get Bracha Vatzlach. He doesn't see that I'm going through such a hard time in my life. He couldn't put his arm around me and sit me down and say, I want to schmooze. Just me and you, the Gadol Hador and you. Have a little talk, the two of us, What's the matter with him? Something's wrong with Rav Yosef. Doesn't get it. You don't have the kalim to be kailate. Those two words, bracha v'atzlacha, and mitzvah. Like I told about my student, he was all disappointed that he had to fight through 1,000 people at the coastal to get up to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and to ask Rav Shlomo Zalman for a bracha. And Rav Shlomo Zalman just looked at him and said, kol tov. And the student was so disappointed. This is like, Rav Shlomo Zalman was very, very old and he never met him and he's happened to be by the coastal. And he says, I said, he told you, kol tov. Kol tov. Yeah, but he just like looked at me for a second and he just said like kol tov, like, he didn't really, it wasn't really like, he didn't take out his guitar. He said kol tov, kol tov, kol tov, kol tov. He just said kol tov. So what? Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Asylum Nassim Beliba. Rav Shlomo Zalman. 90 years of Ahavas Yisrael. 90 years of Torah and Tefila, Mikveh, Kedusha. 90 years plus. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says Kol Tov to you. So you only hear the words Kol Tov and you're disappointed because everybody says Kol Tov every time you get. we were on a trip with the family, and the guy, there was a guy there that was we went in the boat, and he asked me, "Can I ask you something?" I said, "What is it?" He says, "What does it mean?" He asked me. I couldn't figure out what he was first saying, but he was asking what Kol Tov is, because that whole 2 weeks he had 1,000 yidden, that he was taking all the yidden going to this guy because he was the guy that we discovered or something. So every Jew had to go to him. So even though there were like a lot of other guys, but he was the only guy that all the Jews went to. So he was a very nice fella. And he asked me, like, what is it? And I couldn't figure out what he was saying until I understood that he was asking, what does it mean, kol tov? So I said, that means, kol tov? I explained to him. So you think when Shlomo Zalman says kol tov, it's the same thing as the guy that rides the boat says kol tov? Now he knows kol tov, so he's going to tell all of his Jewish customers, kol tov? Kol tov? So that's the same thing as Shlomo Zalman? Shlomo Zalman? But if you don't hear the Ma'or Shabbai, if you're not connected to the Or, to the light, in the words, and all you hear are the words, you're very disappointed of Shlomo Zalman. I thought I'm going to get more from him. I just got the cult of. That's it. And you'll have this with a friend. You'll have a friend that's very upset with you and disappointed. He was looking for more from you. And we have to try, of course, to always do our best. But this happens Kaseida. And if the person would hear the Ma'or Shabbai, then he would know that you love him and you're giving over what you can. You don't necessarily have the time or you don't have the words. It doesn't mean you're not with him. There would be so much less unhappiness in the world. There would be so much more ahava if people didn't demand always the oisius. And they were trying more to understand the ma'or in a person, in the other person. But that's we're living in such shitchis that that's how it is. So he says, "Mekom kum yesh be'ashus l'kabel or gadol mi diburei tzadik zeh." The zayis ayideh shaliyis dabik be'etzam gufat dvarim. How you makabel? You go to Rabbi David. You go to whatever somebody that's not like what you're used to. How you? So he says, you're not misdabik in the words, but you don't have to be shaliyis dabik be'etzam gufat dvarim. You're not misdabik to the physical words that he says kol tov. You're not misdabik to the physical words. Tana b'chinis oisius shalahem greida. Not just even though those words kol tov are beautiful, but you're not misdabik just to the physical words. Ela ba'or shalahem. The or shalahem from Rav Shlomo Zalman, there's an or ein soif that comes out, that would come out from every word that he said. An or ein soif. You go through El Yosef Zogazon Zayn. Everything that comes out from him, even if he doesn't speak, but any word that he says is or ein soif. Ein soif. 100 years. Bli ein har. 100 years of what? Of Ahavas Yisrael, of Dveikus. 100 years of Liman HaTorah, and Terech Yisurim, and Aniyas. 100 years. When was the last time that Rav Eliezer went to the Swiss Alps? You know about that? You heard about such a trip? You're not going to find it. You can look on the internet. 100 years in the little Simtaot of Yerushalayim. Ahavas Yisrael, Liman HaTorah, Dveikus B'Hashem, Avoida, Avoida, Avoida. And if he says to you, Bracha V'Hatzlacha, you should be very grateful. But if you only hear two words, Bracha V'Hatzlacha, it's out of mind. My parakeet says Bracha V'Hatzlacha. Right? So what did I get from Avo Yashiv? El Ba'or Shalah. There's a light, there's an ur. Derech Mashal. B'yiras Hashem Yisbarach B'avos Yisbarach Hamadabrus Migroina Shal Tzadik. So even though, so you go to that Tzadik and you didn't understand the Eitz he told you. You know, he said some sort of an Eitz that you just didn't get. You didn't get. Like we had recently, there was a Tzadik here that was giving some Eitz, that gave Eitzes to, and some of the people, they just, the Eitzes were not Eitzes that they could live with. It wasn't possible. And it's because it's an Esoteric Eitzah, and it was an American, that didn't go. Lamaise, it can't go. And therefore, I said, you know, if he would go to an American Tzaddik, the Square Rabbi, or the Kav Rabbi, they would have told him not like that. But nevertheless, even though the Diburim of the practical Eitzah, you can't do, and it wouldn't be good for you or your family necessarily, but the Yerushalayim of that person, the Ahavas Hashem, that, how much you could be koyleit, the Yerushalayim, the Yishmai of that person, to take in the Yishmai from that person, to be able to hear from that person something deeper. And it comes out, Migroinus al-Hatzadi, that's exactly what we're talking about, learning Torah Lishma, and what Rav Kook is teaching us in this Seif of the Or Ha'Elyon, of the higher, higher light, the infinite light of Hashem, that's higher than the Isis, that's higher than this din and that din, Yeshua and this, Yeshua and that, that's higher. There's your Kamarchain, who believe in that Torah. Sheyesha, Sharas, Lahathis, Eisen, Rakala, Isis, Shibasugis. You could either be a person that all you do is you use your physical ear and your brain to listen to the Isis of what you're learning. In the Sugi, you'll have an awesome list, Palpulus, Behen, to go into them. Bahain, Zu, Pesach, Vem, Soila, Amshech, Ladagas, Abos. Of course, you have to begin by trying to understand that. Will lead you to a deeper level. You try to understand. Ach yesh, next page. Ach yesh, efsharis gevoyis mikar. There's the possibility of something much higher than just the Isis, just the letters of the sugya, and understanding the sugya. Lahamshich el halev, liklait es ha'or shebetera ha'kadosha. But there's something higher to draw into your heart the light of the Torah ha'kadosha. Es kedushas ha'dvan. The holiness of every word of Torah, even the words you don't understand, even the psukim of Torah that seem to be just talking about, or what you're learning that seem to be talking about plain things, about regular things. As kedushas hadavar, as ritzayin Hashem isbar habaykeya va'olam and amaduba, the rotzon of Hashem that's bursting out from those words. Dveikus kazois, this type of dveikus, he asher diba bar hamorei naim. That's what the Marinaim is talking about. That comes out from the letters, and it's higher than the letters. V'hi ha'mora she'omro lov chazal she'esh b'lahakses pnimius adam l'motiv. And that's the deeper meaning of ha'mora she'bo, the light of Torah, is machzir l'motiv, can bring a Jew back to Hashem Yisbarach, even if you don't understand exactly what the Torah is telling you. You try. But the ma'or sheba, if you want the ma'or sheba, if you want the ma'or sheba, and you daven for the ma'or sheba, then that Torah will talk to you, and it will change your life. If you don't want the ma'or sheba, you could be a smart person, you could say over, but it's not the ma'or sheba. Of course, he just ends and says, "Om l'yuchal adam leim shavitzon l'zabek ach v'rak ba'or." We don't have to even go into that. Obviously, you can't say, I only want the or of Torah, and I don't need to understand the diburim. The same way that I said that with the husband and wife, that of course they have to try to speak and to explain it to, if they can, to each other and to communicate. You can't live like that. It's hard. Obviously, when it comes to learning Torah, you can't say, I just want the or of Torah. You have to learn the pshat in the Gemara. You have to learn the pshat in the pasuk. The loy halima guf, you have to learn. You can't, a person doesn't have the kelim to understand the or, the light of Torah, without first, the same way you don't really know the light of another person until you spend a lot of time with him. You don't know, you can't understand the light of the Torah until you spend a lot of time with Torah. You learn, and you try to understand the pshat, then you can begin, you're already close friends. Then you can go to the next level of the or. But you can't, if you just met somebody, what's the or? You have to understand the person and listen, and you have to talk and to get to know each other and so on. And over time, then I could already connect to the or. So too, when it comes to learning, of course you can't just ask for the or. You have to try to understand and to use your mind and to learn and to try and to daven. You have to go to the tzaddik. You can't just sit at home and expect to get that or without going to the tzaddik, without listening to him. And by listening to him, you can, especially if you have a kesher, then the or begins to come to the surface. But you have to cut him, you have to listen. You can't say, I want to receive from the pnimius of the tzaddik without hearing him at all. If you have a kashrus to that tzaddik for many years, you could do that, like we spoke about before. But just to go to somebody, you can't. You have to first listen and ask what I should be able to receive from the or that's hidden in these letters. But you have to first listen. El haderech yishayata oiznai elav. V'chakach yivchel esdabik b'chelik eloi shebedvarim b'or shebehem. You have to first try as much as you can to listen, and then to try and to ask Hashem's Baruch to help that you should be able to be mizdabik to the chelik, the higher chelik inside of the words that the tzaddik is telling you. And that's why when a person is a real klei kibbul, and he wants to receive the or, he can go to the tzaddik, and the tzaddik could tell him something very, very simple, and he could turn his whole life around. He doesn't have to talk to him for an hour. Talk to him for 30 seconds. 30 seconds. But a person is a kli to receive the or, even if he talks to the tzaddik for 30 seconds, for 2 minutes, whatever it is, because he's makabel from the or of the tzaddik. The kohen, he listens to the tzaddik. So Chafetz Chaim says, Shabbos, the person makabel. And he could have gone to 1,000 shiurim about Shabbos. Goes to the tzaddik, and he connects to the or of the tzaddik, and the or of the tzaddik is very, very strong, and in those few words, but he has to hear the words, It could change his life. You know, the tzaddik didn't say anything of any great significance or any unusual thing, but he's mizdabik to the or of the tzaddik, and that's the meaning. He says, "V'zeh sheyachbes liklei this or person who really wants to absorb the light to be kolot yuchvach lasis this b'mtzo shmiyas hadibur b'pol." You have to listen to vachanami gabi amadu b'or einayim be'inyan hamor shaba shu or ein soif apnimi shebetayra ha'sog v'aklita shemor yloi zeh. You have to learn with your seichel to try to understand, but all the time ask Hashem to help and begin like that, and sometimes and during, like we learn, to ask Hashem to not only to help you understand the seichel of what you're learning, but that the ma'or shaba should be able to be absorbed by you. El shemadregazu yalah adam oid liklait as pnimius hadvarim oirim v'nishmasim, to go to a madrega, to a high madrega, to be able to be koilait the or and the neshama of those words that you're learning, of those words of Torah. Okay, we'll continue inside the Eretz HaTorah, Be'ez HaShem, next week. Good Shabbos.